Good morning, PJ, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Good morning.
And we're looking forward to hearing an update on the fortunes of Australia's only arts party, as now we're getting into the serious countdown with only a few more weeks to go. And you've got a number of candidates up and going, which is exciting.
Absolutely. In fact, the world's only arts party. There you go.
They're the world's only arts party.
And we've got, it looks like, well, we've definitely confirmed 16 candidates now, and we've got another three that should confirm this week. So the candidates page on the website's all been updated. And so that includes at least two Senate candidates in every state, and then the other candidates for the House of Reps, there's in Victoria, in South Australia, and in New South Wales. So it looks like we've definitely got Anthony Aykroyd is standing against Malcolm Turnbull in Wentworth, and we also have another candidate in Warringah against Tony Abbott, and it looks like we're going to have another candidate again in Bill Shorten's seat as well. So, you know, let's share the love, but we'll put candidates up against both the major party leaders. So, you know, and games begin. I mean, ultimately, you know, the purpose of all of this is to spread the word about the arts and, you know, how to look after the arts better. And how better than to take it to, you know, literally the backyard of the leaders so that they're aware that there's arts candidates running, you know, in their seats as well. So it's all good.
Well, we're all been breathlessly waiting for either of the candidates to announce any sort of arts policy, but we're still waiting.
Well, funnily enough, today the Greens announced their arts, well, the first part of their arts policy. They're kind of drawing it out. They're obviously very keen to really talk up their arts pedigree. But the great thing about that is that in it, they have adopted an idea of ours called creating a National Arts Week to basically celebrate arts and culture in Australia. Just as we've got a National Engineering Week or Reading Week, and we've got a Workplace Safety Month, but basically no Arts Week. And I had actually talked with Adam Bandt a few times about this, and they have adopted the idea, and they've credited us in the paperwork. That it was our idea that they got, and that they're looking forward to making it happen in the next session of Parliament. So that, again, is like the core reason why we're around, that basically that we can put ideas out there, as many ideas as possible, basically, and essentially to give the major parties angles on how to do a better job. So it's not just we're all sort of sitting there saying, you know, do a better job. We're actually saying do a better job, and this is how we think you should do it. And they've gone and taken one up. So, like, you know, that sets a precedent. It's great, I think, for us. And but, you know, of course, Labour and Liberals, I mean, we send all our policies out to all those major parties, wanting them to look and wanting them to basically steal our ideas. That's great. So this is the first one. I think it's pretty really significant, basically.
It does raise an interesting point, though, that maybe the Arts Party could have just been just as successful as a lobbying party rather than actually having to run themselves.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of lobbying parties and groups and NGOs and not-for-profits. I think that our clear point of difference is that we're showing, like giving people the opportunity to show their support for the arts at the election, and that is what makes us so significant to those other political parties, you know, the ones that basically run the country. It's because we're a political party that we can be effective at this point in particular, and when the next election comes around, state, local, federal, we can be effective again. And I think that this is the best kind of lobbying. It's like we've got some teeth here. Like, they are concerned, and they're, you know, or they're still, most of them, ignoring us, but the bottom line is that people will be voting for the arts in just a few weeks time, and, you know, we get 1 million votes across the country, that will have a real impact on them. And hey, if we manage to get somebody up, which is possible, if we got somebody up, that would completely change everything. Being an independent senator for the arts, that would be an amazing thing for Australia, basically.
Now, how did your crowdfunding campaign finish up? And are you still raising funds to field your candidates?
Oh, we are, absolutely. We ended up raising just under $42,000, so over 122% funded. And it was great. I mean, we had a few technical problems, and the website had problems, and that probably hurt us for a few thousand dollars. But basically, people have continued giving, and essentially, we've got essentially everything that we've raised is the amount that the major parties would spend on one of their serious candidates. But standing, as I say, 19 around the country. So, yeah, basically, the registrations alone have cost just about $30,000 of that 42 has just gone straight to the Electoral Commission to pay for the candidates. So we still need money, and if people can give anything, that's fantastic, and it can be just done through our site very easily. But, yeah, every dollar helps us to get more flyers out, more posters, more core flutes up. So just going to do the most efficient job we can with whatever we've got, down to the last cent, basically, all the way up to the to July the 2nd. And the other big one is volunteers. So basically, that's the most powerful way to get the message out there, is if anybody is interested in volunteering on the election day, flyering for the Arts Party at their local, voting station, then please get in touch with us. They can volunteer on the website very easily. It's a massive help for us. I mean, that's the best possible form of marketing that we can do, is actually people out there wearing the T-shirt, handing the flyers out when people go to vote. It's by far the most effective way. If there's anybody listening who'd like to do that, please get in touch with the website.
Which, of course, is at www.australianartsparty.org.
Artsparty.org, that'll do it.
That'll do it. Thanks for updating us, PJ.
A pleasure, Karina. No worries. Until next time.